Welcome to this week's episode of Making Sense of It All with Jesse Stakes. This week we're talking to Sydney Graybill, founder and CEO of Dual Drinks in Orlando, Florida. I love talking to creative people that create something that they believe will provide others with a better way of doing something or a better product that they never knew that they needed, but now they can't live without it. This is exactly what she's looking to do with Dual Drinks. I'll let her tell you about it. And without further ado, enjoy my conversation with Sydney Graybill. Let's jump right into it. Sydney, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Jesse.
So tell my audience about Dual Drinks. What is Dual Drinks?
Yeah, great question. So it's a new type of drinkware that I invented. I don't know about you, but I'm always carrying coffee, tea, water, juice, different types of drinks with me. And when I was going into, beforehand, my 9-to-5 job, I was carrying hot coffee and iced water, being from Pennsylvania, with me all the time, dumping, fumbling my bag, my laptop, you know, just everything that we're carrying on the go. And I couldn't find on Google, Amazon, anything that like I could carry both of those things in one cup. So I decided to invent Dual Drinks that
very cool
hold two different beverages, whether it's hot coffee, ice water, or if it's vodka and cranberry juice, if you're golfing, I know you're a golfer, that you can pick either or side by spinning the top of the lid, or you can mix it as well if you're more in the vodka cranberry scenario.
Very cool. I feel like we'll have to have an example of that, or we'll have to have you trial it for the audience here on camera.
Yeah.
So you kind of hit it, but as far as what inspired you to start it, but you know, I can't even imagine what that process looks like. It's never been something that I've even thought of undertaking. So, you know, can you walk us through a little bit of what that looked like from concept, from that idea that you had, and what that whole process has looked like to actually have a prototype in your hand?
For sure. It's taken me like probably 2 years to get to this point because I've self-funded the company. The inspiration comes from, I've always had the entrepreneurial spirit in me, but I just had a problem that I wanted to solve, and a little bit of a personal story that brought me to this. Coming from Pennsylvania, a few years ago, I was in this really bad accident, multiple skull fractures, brain bleeds, clots, like practically had to learn to walk again, cancer scare in my kidney. And then I had moved from Pennsylvania to Florida to, you know, get out of my small hometown, start over. And because of that injury, like I couldn't really work. So I'd moved in with a guy that I'd met, and quickly that did not go well. So I was couch surfing and finding where I was going to go next in the Tampa Bay area, which brought me to Orlando in end of 21. And even though I had gotten a job, gotten back on my feet and had a roof over my head, I just didn't find purpose in a job. So I was like, you know, I still don't see anything developed for this cup. Like, I think I could solve this problem. So January of 22, I was inspired to start this company. And it's been a journey since, starting with just an engineer and then a business consultant. And from there, building the team to about 20 people now.
Very cool. So I know we know what makes the product different. We know that there's kind of a divide down the middle, and it's, you're able to carry two different beverages, or it mixes the beverages for you. I think that that's amazing. What is it about the product that's going to stop somebody, let's say a Tervis or a, you know, one of the, you know, anybody else that makes the metal cups, what's going to stop them from copying your idea?
That's a great question, and probably an inventor and business owner's worst nightmare, but
right.
We are patent pending and trademark approved. So once we submit the order to manufacturing, coming up pretty soon within the next month, we will finalize the patent, and no one will be able to have this kind of drinkware on the market. I mean, there's nothing like it on the market now. I know there's some that may hold two different liquids, but it doesn't mix or keep them hot and cold.
So, all right, better side of that same question, Let's say that one of those companies looks at you and they say, "That's amazing. We want to buy it." Are you interested in that? Is that something that would, you know, is that something that would excite you? Or is that something like, "No, I don't want to let it go. This is my baby and I'm going to run with it"?
Yeah, it's funny. I've been asked this question at totally different stages in my company, and I think I would be open to the conversation. But I do want to grow this company. It's something that just is in this beautiful journey of life I've wanted to experience of growing this company. So it depends what stage we were in. I would be open to the conversation. And if the deal made sense, yeah, I would be open to it.
Well, and you said it, it's all about scaling. It's all about being able to get it out to the marketplace. So, you know, that I think that's the part where people, entrepreneurs like yourself, realize that sometimes your reach is only so far. And when you can partner with the big names in the industry, sometimes they can get you where you would like to be much faster than if you did it yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I would be open to it. And we've had conversations with like tequila companies, vodka companies, of potentially partnering with them since they already have that brand recognition.
Right.
Totally open to that, and even white labeling and to sell in those distribution channels.
That's awesome. That's really, really cool. So along those lines, that was one of the questions that I was curious about was, how do you plan on releasing your product to the public? Is it going to be a direct to consumer? Is it going to be in retailers? Where are people going to be able to find Dual Drinks?
Yeah, good question. So next week we'll have a pre-launch party, and there we're going to have a ton of feedback about the product, make any last minute changes before we go to mass manufacturing, of course, get a ton of content, and hopefully run a national campaign for pre-sales. And from there, once we get everything manufactured and back around June of this year, maybe May, we will do it on the website. So right now, pre-sales are live on the website on dualdrinks.com. But we plan to work with micro-influencers, with social media, Instagram, TikTok, things like that, of more B2C. And then once we have even 500 units of revenue, companies like Target are ready to talk to us for purchase orders. But even before we go into mass stores like that, I want to work within where I'm from in Orlando now, with the more mom and pop shops, sell consignment, and kind of expand like that and create the community and grow from there, and then expand into big retail stores like Targets and such.
Well, and you said it up front. I mean, some of the liquor companies, some of the other companies that want to put their names on things and put something out there that's unique, I got to imagine that'll probably give you the most volume up front versus going out there and selling them onesies, twosies to customers.
Yeah, no, for sure. I definitely want to get into B2B as fast as possible, but to start, we want to do B2C, show the traction, show the market validation past of what we've already displayed.
So what about, and I'm just curious, I mean, you mentioned golf and, you know, there are other things where you're out there and, you know, golf is a perfect example. You know, you go out there, people like to have drinks on the golf course, but they also might come with coffee in the morning. You know, it might be water if it's really hot out there. So I got to imagine that there are certain niches that are going to be great fits for Dual Drinks as well.
Yeah, I have surveyed so many people, hundreds of people at this point, if not into the thousands, of the different uses for this cup. Usually the men come back and they say something about sporting events, tailgating, the gym, different ideas like that. And the women tend to think more of their coffee, water, juice. They also light up when I talk about the vodka cranberry mix.
I'm sure they do. Let's talk about that a little bit. Market-wise, you said you've done a ton of surveys, you've done a ton of research before you ever put your money behind this. Demand for the product, you know, I mean, as far as what have you seen as far as, I mean, I'm sure you're seeing excitement or you wouldn't be doing it, but can you tell the audience a little bit about what that research looked like and what you found out through that research?
Yeah. That is another stepping stone within the entrepreneur process when bringing products to market is, does your market even want this to begin with? Where does it fit? We started with like a Jot form or a Google form and things like that, and just sending that out and having people come back on the surveys of, hey, would you use this? What would you put in it? What do you think about the design? And getting feedback from there before we kept going on in the engineering drawings. But I also take this prototype that I have as well to every single networking event that I go to. I am located in Orlando, so I know it's not across the entire country that we're getting that survey back from, but every event I go to, people are, their eyes light up, they give feedback. The one guy I ran into took it and ran around the room with it and was like, check out how cool this is.
Right.
So just going to like events, every event, I'll get at least 10 people giving me feedback, and I'll come back and I'll jot it down and put it in my Excel sheet for market validation and if we need to pivot in any which way. So mainly just talking to people and then sending out mass surveys. And then you can run campaigns as well, just like you would run an ad to sell something, but just an ad to take the survey.
Okay. Well, and, I mean, you couldn't be in a better market as far as people coming from all over the world. I mean, Orlando is the Las Vegas of the Southeast. So, I mean, that part of it, you've got, you have access to probably, I can't even imagine how many countries are represented in Orlando if you're going into the right sectors of that city.
That is true. And that's one of the reasons I moved to Florida. It's like a big melting pot. I know they describe America as that in general, but I feel like Florida especially has a pinpoint of that being a melting pot. And with Orlando, you don't only get the people that have moved here all over the world, but with Disney being here, you get that the visitors from all over the world as well. So it's definitely helped me in giving a more diverse sample size.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, and you would know this far better than I do, but I know that there's been a move away from plastics in the industry. Like people have talked about getting, you know, whether it's steel cups or going back to glass, but getting away from plastics because they have discovered the harmful effects of them to the human body as well as the environment. Do you find that, have you in your research or into things that you have kind of looked into, is that another thing that is motivating not just you, but the people that you think that will be buying the product? Is that a motivating factor?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's like 2.5 million bottles are thrown out like every hour of the plastic non-reusable ones.
Right. And
we're seeing even with styrofoam of like billions of pounds being thrown away, a lot of it into our ocean ending up there. So that is a piece of the passion behind driving this is being a sustainable company. We're looking into how much recycled steel we can use as well with getting into the sustainability piece of things. But my piece has always been being in nature. If I'm having a bad day or it's just to go to relax, I'll go camping for the weekend and turn my phone off. And the appreciation that I have for this earth is deep rooted in the way that I find my peace. So that is a driving force behind the company as well.
I think that's absolutely amazing. I'm going to put you on the spot. This isn't a question that I prepped you for, but where is the cup made? Where are you guys manufacturing at?
Yeah, no worries. I'm ready. Bring it. I'm always used to the different questions flying in. But we are looking to manufacture in Mexico. We have looked all over the world, China, Vietnam, other countries. But being that my engineer is Mexican, he has a lot of connections in Mexico. And just within the tariffs and everything with coming from Mexico to Orlando, it's like a 24, 25 hour drive that you can get products here in a day if you really, really, really needed to. So mm-hmm. It cuts on the supply chain time and also with customs and things like that. It's just easier to work with Mexico, at least to start.
Nice. Well, and I think that, you know, anything to where you can help grow their economy, grow our, you know, as far as our direct trade partners that we have right here in North America, North and Central America, I think it's tremendous.
Yeah, that's a piece of it too. And I know it's kind of slowly turning, and this may be an opinion that people disagree with, but some people I've seen, even with my engineer telling me, moving their manufacturing from China to Mexico if their main market is in the US because of all these increased tariffs and the lead times.
No doubt. Well, and I think that there's been, just from other manufacturers that I have spoken to, I think that they've had some challenges as far as their intellectual properties being borrowed, if you will, or things like their tool and die kits that they have built and sent to these factories. They've either been, all of a sudden they come up missing and they have to create more, which is not cheap. But there's all kinds of issues that I've heard of as far as manufacturing in China. None of it's firsthand information, all of it's secondhand information, but I do know that those have been challenges. So I think that Mexico has become a great alternative for those Asian markets. You know, you mentioned something as well that people don't think a lot about. And I think that it kind of bears just talking about a little bit is, you know, the tariffs and the things that the what it costs and what it looks like to actually have something manufactured outside the United States and brought in. Can you talk a little bit about that just so the folks that are listening that don't know anything about it, that they, you know, they learn something from our conversation here?
Yeah, for sure. Like for example, with our event coming up, we ordered a ton of merchandise and new prototypes from China. And we've been scrambling, ordered them in the beginning of January, and because of their Chinese New Year, we're struggling to get things here in time. And it's just really hard to rush those certain types of things. And within that, like it's not like I'm a you'd kind of touched on it with the intellectual property piece. If you have someone in China and submits the patent in China, I mean, you're good to be covered there. But that was one of my concerns, manufacturing in China, that they would copycat and I'd be duplicated. I know it's bound to happen eventually as we grow. I want to get our product and our brand out there before hopefully that starts happening. That's why I hesitate as well to sell on Amazon right away.
No doubt. Before we wrap up, I just want to kind of, nuts and bolts talk about the product as far as when people see the cup, it's very attractive. It's a good looking product. What's the size?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's 12 ounces on either side, so 24 total. We originally did do it as a 32-ounce cup, but it looked like the Statue of Liberty's torch. We were like, let's make this a little smaller. Maybe we'll do that adoption later.
Okay. And is that pl are there plans to do different size dual drinks, different styles of cups?
Yes, we are going to market with pink, blue, silver, and white. But we're going to expand our colors upon that and then eventually other sizes. And then we have plans for another product in like a year or two.
So cool. I can't wait to hear about it later on when you're ready to talk.
Yeah.
So, if people want to learn more and if they'd like to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to find you in Dual Drinks?
Yeah, great question. I have our website located at www.dualdrinks.com. I think we are at dual underscore drinks on Instagram. And my Instagram should be on the website, so you should be able to locate us on there, as well as our Facebook. And you just send us a DM, we'll get back to you.
Awesome. Sydney, thank you so much for sharing with us. I can't wait to see the final finished product. I will have one in my hands as soon as it's available, and we look forward to talking with you soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jesse, for having me.
So as Sydney and Dual Drinks launch their product, I will make sure to provide you guys access to the product as well as the info of where you can find the best place for you to purchase if you have an interest or if you'd just like to have a conversation with Sydney about maybe white labeling or doing something for your company. I'll make sure you have her access to her info as well. But for today, that's going to be a wrap for us. I'll catch you guys next time.